That wouldn't sound good to the press.
It wouldn't sound good to anybody. Boom. There. It's going.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the video. Imagine if we had an intro.
We had the whole intro. Guys, welcome.
It's the podcast, you know, with the smoke.
You remember
shit.
I said it was like, yo, what's up and welcome to the Dogs at the Park podcast. Can I get a from all my fellow dog packers out there?
What the fuck, bro?
Shout out, go to the fucking, oh, wait, I shouldn't say numbers. I was about to say, I'm like, oh, that's gonna dox us.
Bro, if management made us do an intro, I'd kill myself, bro. Because I am legally binded by this contract.
That would be humiliating.
And it'd be so humiliating. My pride would go so down in the drain that I'd literally fucking off myself, bro. Like, dog, I'm talking, if management forced me to do that shit, bro, I'm going off the grid, know what I mean, bro? I died in a quote-unquote car crash, bro.
You must know what I'm saying.
I think you know what I'm saying, bro.
Dude, bad bitch, but she never know what I'm saying. Know what I'm saying?
You be bad bitch with a black eye, bro?
What the fuck? Because I'm sick of having to repeat myself every single time. Yeah, they're going wild with the script this time.
Yeah, bro. Worst part is they told us to improv. So I'm just going off, like, you know, what they put. What they put was way worse, bro. I'm censoring this shit, technically. You know what'd be funny? We made a podcast. 45 minutes, bro. Pure racism, bro. We just let it all out, dog. All out, bro.
What the fuck do you have in that you're trying to let out?
I would get odd styles, bro. So much.
Oh, that's what you mean. I could never imagine going back.
I think I'm not racist. I'm more how would you say it? Classist?
Yeah.
Like, I fucking hate the upper middle class.
I'm a bro. That's what we've always thought, bro. Like,
because right now we're technically lower middle class.
But middle class is disappearing. We're just becoming low class.
Yeah, it's just
becoming
low and upper.
Like,
technically still, though. We're up, lower.
We're
middle.
Lower middle
lower
class.
Middle class.
Right above broke.
Right above broke. Technically not broke, but technically not, like, you know.
Shit could be
stable.
Better. That's it.
But, like, working at a place like Einstein's Bagels, bro, where an egg sandwich costs
$8?
Fucking nearly $10 if you want 2 eggs on your fucking Texas brisket, bro.
A single sandwich.
One sandwich, bro. $10 right there.
Are
and
you
know
kidding
what?
Me?
It doesn't even fill you up that much. I guarantee you, in an hour,
you're gonna be hungry.
You're gonna be hungry, bro. Not even an hour, bro. Like 30 minutes. That shit's gonna fill you up for a good 30 minutes and then you're gonna be hungry again, bro. Like, that's a
even
snack.
Then, bro, why the fuck would you spend that much money on a fucking single bagel sandwich? A single, with cold bacon on it, fucking an egg that's probably been sitting for way too fucking long. And we're too lazy to make new shit just because, like, bro, that guy was being a dick. He doesn't deserve new eggs, you know?
Yeah. You know, I'm gonna say this. Me, as a good person, as a person who wouldn't want to get like nasty eggs in my food that are green and shit.
I will
see. I'll make new eggs, whatnot. But some of my coworkers, bro, I've seen them put like fucking green
ass eggs on. I'll shit. Fuck if it's that bad. I have to make eggs, you know, like morally.
Yeah, if it's that bad, bro, I just feel bad. So I'm like, nope, I'm not serving this
shit. I wouldn't want that happening.
I fucking wouldn't, bro. So I'd change the eggs. I'd put down new eggs, wait for them to cook. It may take a little longer, but at least I could get all that shit prepared, you know? Like, it's not hard. It's not a hard job.
Isis, would my guitar look good like this?
Yeah.
I'm really thinking of either tricking it out completely or buying a new guitar. They're both around, like, tricking it out would be only $100 less than buying the guitar I would want.
That's not bad.
And the guitar I want. Do you
need a new guitar?
I don't need a new guitar. It would just be interesting. In terms of quality, it would already be better.
It would be interesting.
It would already be better. But the fact that I'm basically having to buy all the pieces for the guitar that I want to customize, that would basically be the same worth that I bought it for. And more. Wait, no, it would be more. I'd be paying more than the guitar was worth to, like, trick it out. Just using the body. And I'm like,
Are you telling me this, or are you asking which one to do?
I'm both? I don't know.
Because like, I'd say I'm trick it out. Because you're kind of transforming a guitar rather than just getting a new one, where it's just straight up a new body and whatnot. Plus, afterwards, you'd probably still want to trick it out, you know? Or would that just completely fly out the window, you know?
True. It's, yeah, no, it'd be better to trick it out and then...
Hey guys, I'm available for call 200 an hour, bro. Just hit me up,
just
bro.
Just any question, email us, bro. Dogs like,
at the park at gmail.com, bro.
Just ask us shit. There's an advice call.
we have an advice episode. We just give life advice, but at the end we say, this is not life advice.
Do not take this as actual life. We do a disclaimer at the beginning super fast, and then we do the lengthy one at the end.
Yeah, at the beginning it's really fucking fast. Like, disclaimer.
In what way? Is he very flamboyant, or is he, like, just, like, is he an asshole, and he, like, gets a lot of attention just from being a dick?
Or is he speaks like, his mind.
To everyone?
To everything.
Like, and he just has no filter.
Nope.
I used to have that problem, too.
No, but I'm saying he's, like, outright racist.
Oh, in that sense. Oh, fuck.
He's got a lot of hate.
He has opinions.
He's got opinions. He wants to be heard.
By everyone. He does not give a fuck. Person at McDonald's, bro. You. Like, you're just like, bro, I'm just here to fuck your sister, bro. Who the fuck?
Bro, I'm chilling with your sister. Like, I'm here for her. He's like... But you gotta know...
You need to grow the fuck up. You're still out here chasing pussy and shit.
You gotta wake up, bro. There's bigger things going on. You're like, bro, I don't give a fuck.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
It's like, what the fuck are you gonna do about it? He's like, I'm doing something. I'm changing it.
I'm fucking on this shit. You don't even know, like... You know, niggas like you just don't get it.
He just says it straight up like that. I don't know, man.
He's super real with you.
He's really real with you. That's fucking super, super real, bro. You know, be crazy.
¿Qué pasó?
He told you to grow up, bro.
That's what I'm saying. He's
like, grow the fuck up, bro.
Dude, you're still out here just chasing hoes and shit? You got nothing else going on?
He doesn't out you two in front of his sister. He's like, hey, man, can I, like, speak to you in private?
Okay. And you look at your girl, and she's like, oh, just go. Like, you know, he my room's a mess.
To his room, it's a fucking Home Depot. You're like, what the fuck? And it's like, hey man.
Can you like fill lights, in for my shit, bro?
No, all the lights off are, all the lights are off. And he's just fucking chilling. Yeah. He's like, look, man, I know you're just here to fuck my sister, bro. But you gotta understand, there's bigger things going on.
How old are you?
8.
How old?
That's besides the point. Look, bro.
Hey, no, he's like, how old are you? How and you're like, you? 23.
See, I got my shit going. You got an IRA?
A what?
You know, you got a retirement going on?
No.
So what's up with you? You got life insurance?
No.
What? I own 3 stores. I have 3 bedrooms.
What the fuck?
I got a Lowe's, a Home Depot, and a Big 5.
Where the fuck? What the? How?
I sold my Einsteins. That's how.
Motherfucker! he's back. Tommy's back, bro.
Tommy's back.
That's the name of the fucking episode. Tommy's back.
It'll be crazy.
¿Qué pasó?
Tommy became like super stressed and just broke down one day.
Snap.
Unleashed. All his fucking anger on the fucking customer, bro.
It's like, you know, like...
You were that customer, bro. You were just fucking pissing him off. He's like, I know you're just here to fuck my sister, bro. Get the fuck out of my store. And
you're like, he's salty, bro.
Okay, bro. My bad. Yeah, you're bad.
Get the fuck out of here. I don't want to see you here.
Why are you still here? I'll leave, bro. Like, just chill out. Get the fuck out, bro.
He thinks you're a bum.
He tells you that fucking consistently.
He, like, tells his sister that and shit.
He's very vocal about it. His whole family knows about it.
And, but he's the only person. Like, everyone else thinks you're chill, you know?
Everyone else is like, yeah, he's cool, you know?
He's very charming. He's a nice young man.
But he doesn't get along with Tommy.
Tommy
and him just don't.
Tommy has a crush on his older sister, bro. It's like that. You know, it's weird that they have that in like a lot of anime where it's like, for some reason, one of the younger siblings just like likes the other sibling. It's like, what the fuck?
What the fuck is going on?
Like, I remember an SAO, just the most, like, bare-bones level fucking anime, like, super, like, generic-ass anime. Had that, literally.
Just,
like, the younger sibling that was his sister wasn't actually his sister. Yeah. It was his cousin, but they were raised as sister, brother and sister.
Yeah.
But for some reason... She has a crush on him. Hmm? Yeah, right? They were raised as brother and sister, but they're actually cousins, but the girl has a crush on the dude.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird. That's fucking weird.
That's, like, they actually do that shit in Japan, bro. It's crazy.
It's crazy, bro.
What I don't understand is what Japan has, you know, why they're so obsessed with that shit, you know? It's really weird.
Dude, at one point, it was normal. Like, fucking, no, not in Japan, like, in Europe.
Oh, really?
Motherfuckers, like, would marry their cousin, like, their second or, like, third cousin or some shit like that, you know?
Okay, at least it's not their sister. Fucking Japan's, like, straight up. They're bold, bro. That's all I'm gonna say. They're bold, bro. You know, it'd be crazy, though. Going to Japan and you just pull a bunch of bad bitches, bro.
Dude, we could. I believe in my Riz.
I Japanese skill, language skills, bro. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go up to them and say, fuck, it's konnichiwa. Konnichiwa. They're gonna be like, oh, Isaiah-san.
Everyone's gonna validate my Japanese every time.
Then they're gonna take me to the room, bro. I don't even gotta explain after that, bro.
Then I'm done, bro. The thing is, apparently there's like a problem with the birthing rates just because the guys are shy.
Yeah.
Like, so it's very common for people to just be like, a lot of people in Japan are still virgins, you know?
Here in America, we're big enough where we have a scale, bro. There's the incels and then there's the super pushy, bold, kind of rapey dudes, you know?
That's the... ew.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers should be ashamed, bro. Mm. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Like, in college...
Frat culture,
that's pretty common, you know. That's all I'm saying. That shit's crazy. Like, if you
Dude, that literally makes me sick to my stomach.
Damn. Gotta pause the episode. Alex went to the
That's horrible.
It's crazy. That bitch, she all about her money, bro.
She only about her money?
She all about her money,
bro. Oh, she fucking... She after the purse, the ass last.
She after the bag, bro. She fuck with the bag. If you ain't the bag, she don't fuck with you, bro. Real shit.
And she tells you.
She tells you that shit too, yeah.
She, like... You've been with her for, like... 3 months, and you call her babe once... She's like, what? Like, what do you think? What do you mean?
She's like,
she literally
goes, yeah, that's funny. The only thing, like, I'm committed to is the fucking bag.
The fucking bag.
She calls you, bro.
Bro.
Dude,
she literally says it to you like that. Like, she's fucking demeaning.
Bag, dude. You tripping, bro.
She says that. She says, I'm tripping.
She says, you tripping, bro. Laughs and fucking leaves.
I'd go home and be like, fuck me, I guess. Damn.
I'm not gonna lie, I'd be pretty fucking butthurt.
Damn, I'd just be like, well, why the fuck didn't you tell me, you know?
I'd be like, shit. Okay.
You about that.
That's how it is.
Okay.
And then I smacked her. And then I beat the bitch. I'm kidding.
Just joking. I am just a joking.
Oh my god, we're recording, bro. You know what's crazy?
Que paso?
The girls that like being genuinely, bro. Like,
bruh, don't tell me that's.
I'm not talking like little, like, you know, love hits. I'm talking.
That's
knockout. No.
That's real?
Just freaks, bro. For real. Yeah. find it funny when people sell shirts for like fucking $145 resale. It's like, bro, you're not gonna get that shit. Especially if it's from like a shirt that costs like $38, bro. You're not getting that shit.
Lo único que encontré comer es Jack in the Box. Oye, loco, la pedí large. No mames, güey, en Texas se pasan de verga.
It's a large. Me dieron
que 2 litros de coca a la verga. Güey, en Texas.
Everything is bigger in Texas, apparently. That's fucking insane.
It's fucked up. You ask me, bro. You know what's crazy? The shirt version of these, of this design, of just the rhinestones and whatnot, just on a red blank t-shirt, like the average price for it's like $128, bro. That shit's crazy. And it doesn't even have like the bottom screen.
I just imagine this on his shirt. Wait. We do trippy shit. Trippy, it's like shit. A hand coming out of someone's mouth and shit.
Yeah, I'm down for that, but what the fuck was that?
Fingers coming out of your eyelids. I think that's insane. Damn, Isis, you know what's weird? For once, I'm really scared to get in a relationship. I'm not gonna lie.
Really?
Because, like, I kind of started talking to this one girl, and she's pretty cool. Like, she's fucking dope.
Yeah. What's the problem?
Like... In a sense, I can't read her vibe yet in terms of like how I would interact with her in person.
Give it time.
Like I keep telling myself, it's like, just It's nothing. Literally, it's nothing. So don't even think it's anything. Just
take it slow, Alex.
It's scary.
Just take it slow.
I know.
And if you don't like it, you don't have to go into it, you know? Mm-hmm. Don't force yourself into it.
I think I'm just cold.
You're nervous, bro.
I haven't been nervous about a girl in a minute. Like, nervous? It's all, I've always gone into it blind.
Yeah, bro.
Oh my god, bro. What's up, actually?
I wonder why shit didn't work out. Holy That's a mystery,
huh? Get it.
That's crazy, man.
I have learned. Live and learn, bro. You got to live first. Because it feels like sometimes when you hear something, it's like you're not always sure if you wanted to hear it, you know?
It's not whether or not you want to hear it. It's whether or not, like, you can process it at that time, you know? Because sometimes you're just not right, like, the right state of mind type shit. Just to be like,
I just imagine this, and it has, like, Japanese lettering. It says like Gundam, and it says like dinosaur, or it just says Gundam and shit. You don't think that looks good? I fuck with the way it's arranged.
Gundam dinosaur, bro. Gundam.
How do you think this would look if we put it, like, instead of white, it was a black background, and we would print it on a black shirt?
As a shirt? Or what?
Yeah. No?
No. I'm not sure. Like, how that would exactly go on a shirt, to be honest. Whether or not it looked good, that's up for debate.
What about this? Bottom fail.
I don't know about the colorway. Maybe we could change that up, convert it. But yeah, it looks cool.
What about the hand and then like put it in a black background?
I see that. Because the mock-ups and the actual sample will be different. then there's the final product whenever we make like adjustments from our sample.
You know what we should do? We should get a cat. We get a cat, and then when it like looks cool, we'll put like a little bottle of like Jack next to him and shit. And then it's like we'll take pictures, and it's just like him like all slumped over, bottle of Jack next to him, and then he got like a glass spilled and shit. It's like, look, he drank. Boom, down on his shirt. Is Babbage? She never shuts the fuck up to you about Sonic.
The Hedgehog or the restaurant?
Both.
Babbage, she's my wife. Babbage,
I love and cherish her.
Maybe that's an overstatement, but you know, I fuck with her. Bitch, she's your girl.
Okay.
Mixed feelings, like, fuck about it, you know? You go over the tap, and then she says, I love you.
I love you?
She says, I love you, then you're like, oh. Bitch, I thought we was just... She's a sneaky link, bro. Bitch, and she only wears velo.
Only?
Yeah.
Do I have to pick up her dry cleaning?
Yeah.
I do.
She expects you to.
You're my boyfriend. That's what you're meant for. Picking up my dry cleaning. Picking up my little brother from school.
Get my velo.
Getting my velo. I
can't believe this shit, man. That bitch, and she calls you bro.
Bro.
Hey, bro.
Hey, bro.
I mean, you get my feeling from the track.
Hey, bro, like, I'm gonna need you to, like,
get my shit from my
head. Oh, motherfucker. Yeah.
Like, I'm not fucking asking you. I need my shit, bro.
No, you have to pick up her little brothers.
You go over and he's like, hey, bro, could you do me a solid?
Yeah. Pick up.
What's up?
Can you pick up my dry cleaning? It's at the same place as my sister. Here's the ticket for it.
My sister's there right now. Like, she knows. Like, here, just go there and then, like, ask. Say, hey, I got dry cleaning for us, dude. Don't worry, I'll give it to you. That bitch, her little brother's white and he has a dreads, bro.
He has,
he's 8.
He's 8?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Did his mom do them?
He did.
He did them?
He has the money to.
Oh, he pays to get them done. Okay. Where he getting this money?
His side hustle.
His side hustle?
Yeah. You wanna know his side hustle?
Is he a fucking plug?
He owns a Panera Bread.
He owns a Panera?
Yeah. He like owns that shit, bro.
He has to run it, or does he like get the money from it?
He gets kind of both.
Is it worth? Is he fulfilled by it, or is it like? Is he like? It's worth it. You know?
It's worth it.
I'm setting up my retirement.
In the long run, it's worth it. But right now,
it's like a bitch. But you know, I'll get better at it, bro.
He really doesn't fuck with it, bro. Crazy, bro. Like, imagine having a girlfriend, bro, and your little brother's actually like way more fucking productive than you, bro. Like,
he has to the point where he tells me, "Fucking, you need to grow the fuck up, bro. Nah, stop that being out here fucking."
He's got shit going, bro. Like, he's set up, bro. He's got retirement coming and whatnot. He's chilling, bro.
He already has a retirement plan. Oh my god. Who is he?
Huh?
Who does he think he is, bro?
He's the manager, bro. He's manager guy. That bitch, and she preaches this like woke propaganda shit. Like it's some super fucking hardcore woke shit, bro.
She like Joseph?
Nah. She's more like what's his name? Alex Jones.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. It's that bad, man.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
And, like, I can't do anything about it?
If you wanted to, you could. But if anything's going to be done, you know. I don't know. To blow up on YouTube, bro. We just suck up to a bigger YouTuber, bro. We eat a picture of them every day until they notice us, dog. Then when they finally notice us after all this time, bro, after we like had so many people just spam them, like, yo,
you gotta like check
out, check them out, so they can fucking stop, bro.
It's getting inappropriate.
It's getting really annoying. All right, we got you guys. So then they check us out, and then we're forced to stop, you know. And just because they check us out, bro, we get 10,000 subscribers, dog. Boom.
And they were like, all right, now, guys, now that I'm done with that arc, I can begin the actual, like, doing shit in my YouTube channel arc.
Now that I'm done fucking... What do you call it? Pole jogging?
Pole jogging.
Now that I'm pole jogging, man.
I can begin the true era of my YouTube channel.
Y'all need some waters? Hey, you little man, you want a water? Some beverages. Bad bitch, her little brother. Yeah. Looking Riley from the Boondocks.
He's like,
he's chilling playing PS2. He has his headphones blasting like some music and shit. You walk in, he like looks at you, he like head nods, you know, and then just goes back to playing his game. He's just chill, bro. He's chill.
Kicking back.
But he's also on some, like, Free R. Kelly shit, bro.
Free R. Kelly.
I can't stand motherfuckers who don't like R. Kelly, bro. If you don't like R. Kelly,
get the fuck out.
Fuck out, man.
If you do not like, wait, that's not how the, but imagine we just had that hardcore opinion.
we went from all this positivity. We're like, hey, bro, if you're listening to this shit, never give up, dog. And then we just go straight to like,
never give up on your dreams, bro. Chase what you want, bro.
You can accomplish ever, bro.
Don't let what you want get to you before you get it, bro.
Side note, you know, let's not get political here. That bitch,
yeah,
she wants to be on the podcast so bad. We record like so many takes, you know, but every time we just gotta scrap it because she gets political.
Oh.
No, she gets super political.
Why'd you pause it? Did you post it? I didn't see that you posted it. Bro, like,
it's like, hey,
I had to cut, like, literally, like, an hour from
you,
that.
You just say to her, like, hey, we paused the podcast, right?
Yeah.
So, I just need to talk to you real quick. Like, we need to stop the whole shit about Biden. President isn't real, he's just a robot, you know, just keep that shit to yourself. And this whole hollow earth theory, bro, what the fuck, you're never coming on the podcast again.
Babe, you gotta shut up about that, you gotta keep that shit to yourself.
You gotta keep that shit to yourself. How many times have I told you that? She starts talking about, what was it, January 6th, the Trump rally. They stormed the Capitol, bro. She was there. She was there.
She was participating.
She was in the Capitol with like all those people and shit.
Bruh.
Like proudly, bro. She was like there. You know?
Was she there with like her dad?
No, she was there, bro, just by herself.
She there for her sake?
She's political, what can I say?
On what side?
Both. She's a radical. She's an extremist from both sides, bro. Like, she just don't fuck with you, bro. You down for another bowl?
You
pass those bags.
Guys, welcome to another bowl.
Welcome to the second bowl of the segment.
Can we get a ow? We gotta go hardcore on those catchphrases, bro.
Yodi gang.
The only place he didn't do it was with his literal family.
Yeah, but even then he went to the side and took it like a little.
That's real shit though. I do that.
Yeah, it's real, bro.
As a bad bitch?
Yeah.
And her little brother's like, hey, do you have like a what? Bro, you got the speed. Do you have a Porno Premium? It's like, what the fuck? What?
I thought you were going to say, he asked for a plug, bro. I was going to be like, oh, yeah, that's normal. That's like, every kid does that.
Every kid. Hey, like, where do you get? Can you get me weed?
No. But, you know, good luck.
Good luck looking for it.
It's not hard. Well, it's not impossible. It's difficult to find good weed. Good. To find weed? Not hard. Whoa. Good weed? There, and that's...
From what I hear, like, bro, Loke's, like, in his prime type shit, bro. Yeah. That was some different weed, you know? Because it's crazy, bro. It's crazy. Every time I, like, smoked out someone else...
Dude, said, this is good shit. It's said, like, damn, I got it from the homie. Dude,
this is good shit. This is good.
You know it's good shit.
And I was like, oh, this is just like, I get it from the dispo. That's always what I tell them. I get it from the dispo. Like, oh, okay.
They don't need to know. People don't need to know.
I was gatekeeping hard, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
You only give them to some people?
The homies, yeah. I only give them to the homies.
This is, you know, private seller shit.
It's funny, bro. It's funny. Oh, shit. Like, dog. Bad bitch. She knows your plug.
She knows Lokes.
She knows.